better.
Talk Live. Take control and bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we share with you on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Allie.
Last hour we had a guy call in and he brought up a story about a rapper who was allegedly in trouble, this supposedly underground rapper, and was facing a long time in prison for some of the lyrics that he, or something he'd allegedly said that had something to do with the Boston bombing that they went after him for. But the guy who called didn't really have anything he could point us to, didn't have the guy's name, so it was kind of hard to really verify the story. Well, thankfully, Syphase, one of our kind of online producers, was listening, and he was able to do the searching and able to dig up the story, and it's worth telling, I think, here. The Huffington Post version is as follows. A Boston, and this is from a few days ago, a Boston area high school student who allegedly threatened to carry out a bombing worse than the Boston Marathon attacks could face 20 years in jail if found guilty, according to multiple reports. Cameron D'Ambrosio, 18 years old and an amateur rapper and Methuen High School student, admitted Wednesday to having written a post on his Facebook page that said, quote, expletive a Boston bombimb, he misspelled bombing and put a B at the end, so G, a Boston bombimb, wait till you see the expletive I do, I'ma be famous, rapping, and beat every murder charge that comes across me. So, basically, his alleged bomb threat here is, F a Boston bombing, wait till you see the S. I'm just guessing he said S.
Sounds
wait till
like
you see the S I do.
He sounds like a one-upper to me. I don't know. I hate those kind of people.
Yeah, and I don't really feel like, and maybe what they're going to end up doing with this kid is, all right, buddy, here, take this plea deal. We'll give you 6 months probation. Maybe he's not really going to go to prison over this because, I mean, I don't know what the law says about terrorist threats or whatever, but that doesn't say anything about he's going to commit a bombing.
It does sound like he's implying it.
It does seem to have that implication, but he doesn't specifically say anything about doing a bombing or
right.
where he's going to attack or anything like that. He just, wait till you see the S I do. Well, that could mean anything.
Right. Right.
So
and
I
plus,
don't know.
And plus, I hate how bomb is one of those words that people use casually, like, it's the bomb, mm-hmm. or this blank is bomb. And, like, when I'm on the phone, I know that, like, with surveillance and stuff, I'm afraid to even use the word casually, just whatever. It's like,
because you're worried they're going to trip some
maybe
sort
that's
of
paranoid.
Flag.
Yeah, that word is flagged. But, you know, these are, I could see how someone could use that word and not mean it to sound scary, but it sounds really scary mm-hmm. to people who don't.
Person who doesn't know the lexicon or
yeah.
whatever. School superintendent were alerted to this by somebody who was a student at the school, of course, said that D'Ambrosio's threats were not made against a specific person or the school, but alluded to general violence. When we're just recovering from what occurred in Boston, to make a threat and use what occurred to enhance your threat is extremely alarming for us, according to the Methuen Police Chief, Joseph Solomon. D'Ambrosio pleaded not guilty in court on Thursday, could face 20 years in prison if convicted on one terrorism charge of making a bomb threat. It did seize his computer from his home, as well as an Xbox 360. And according to a neighbor of D'Ambrosio, he said, I don't think he was intending to do anything. He was just full of hatred at the time. I don't think he's smart enough to build a bomb, you know?
Seizing the computer, what good is that going to do? So many people have internet on their phones. Like, I'm going to take this computer from you. How is that going to stop him from doing anything?
They're just investigating. It's just they're gathering
evidence. Oh, so
they
can get more evidence, I see.
Yeah, that's all.
I thought it was supposed to be a punishment. Like your parents would take your phone away or something.
That's the story. Our caller claims he's still in a jail cell. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. That's not really detailed in this particular story. But do you think that this should be a crime? I mean, what he said in just what was basically a rambling, you know, angry Facebook post, is this a crime?
Well, especially when it comes to, like, not only music lyrics, but, like, rap music. it's kind of known for saying a lot of questionable things.
Right.
Things that you
well,
would normally
bust a cap
not.
And some cops.
Right.
That sort of thing.
So,
cop killer.
Right. So, I mean, it's not like this kind of thing hasn't been discussed in courtrooms before.
Yeah.
Well, you bring up a really great point. I guess I don't listen to rap music, so I wasn't really thinking about that. But there
you mean
are
cop killer?
Yeah, there's lots of songs about killing cops, I guess, right?
Right, but now things are different. This isn't the 90s anymore. Now there's terrorism, and we've got to take these things more seriously.
Do you think it's a bigger deal because he referenced a specific event? If he hadn't said anything about the Boston bombing, I wonder if this would have never even been picked up.
That's a good question. People are awfully sensitive about various different things like this these days. I mean, people are oversensitive about it. So it's I think it's still possible that they could have given him a hard time over it. But, I mean, the lyrics to Cop Killer are pretty severe. And, I mean, the name should make it pretty obvious what the song's all about. And that's completely legal. It's completely legal to talk about fantasy violence in art.
Well, art is meant to be like a time when you can say or express things that you wouldn't normally in your day-to-day life because it would be seen as inappropriate.
Exactly. So I think it's inappropriate to be putting people in prison cells for things that are not actual explicit threats against any person or place. I don't feel like that was what happened here, and I'd be interested in knowing how you feel about it. You, the listener, at 855-450-FREE.
I have a philosophical question. So, obviously, you don't have a right to threaten things you don't have a right to do, or that's my feelings about threats, you know, that it's wrong to threaten to kill someone you don't have a right to kill. So say that you're writing a song, and the song is, I'm going to kill you, Ian Freeman, I'm going to kill you. Like, is that a threat? I mean, it's just self-expression.
Yeah. Or is it just a song?
Right.
Is it just, the fantasy of it?
Well, there was that Eminem song when I was, like, 13 that was described very graphically killing his wife.
His wife.
Right.
And talking to his daughter in the entire thing, like his baby daughter. Mm-hmm. I think people were certainly shocked by it, but I don't remember it causing any sort of court issues. But I could be wrong.
And again, that was in the 1990s.
It was 2000.
No, was it? Okay.
Maybe like 99 if it was in the 90s.
I don't remember.
So again, your thoughts certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. Who out there thinks that this kid should be in jail? I mean, really? He just made a Facebook post. Why should that be a criminal act? That's all I had on that one.
It was certainly a little, maybe, tacky on his part.
Of course, he's an 18-year-old rapper. What do you expect?
In that it's very recent, and a lot of people are really upset about it, especially people who lost family members and friends, so it's kind of tasteless.
Well, it's also, police would love an excuse to look like they're doing something after the fact. Look at what happened with 9/11. They did all kinds of draconian things, and they got praised for it because we have to be strong, and people see strength as the police cracking down on anyone who isn't sensitive to the victim's pain.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It's all for the image of the police department, or in this case, the prosecution. It's all about promoting this image of them doing something, when, of course, in reality, if you really want to think about this, someone who's serious about bombing or doing some kind of mass destruction, maybe a mass shooting or something like that, most people who are serious about that are not going to post any kind of telltale sign or even an open admission on Facebook in advance of doing that. Anyone with any amount of intellect is going to realize that if they say in advance where they're going to bomb and or shoot up, that it's probably going to be prevented, or much easier to be prevented in that case.
Although some might say that people who do these things do it for the attention, and so they're more likely to talk about it.
Where has it happened, though? I mean, look at certainly the Tsarnaev brothers did not post anything to give any suggestion that they were planning a violent attack on the Facebook or Twitter.
Ian, you know, some people are upset because, or they think that it's a sign that the mother was involved because there was talk of jihad in a conversation between she and her sons.
I would be interested in knowing more about that conversation, because the term jihad, it doesn't necessarily mean what people think
it
means.
It was mentioned. It wasn't even...
Right. There's more coming up. You can take control here at Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. And maybe you've had enough of listening to Bitcoin discussions and have just felt like you've been on the outside. You don't understand it. You want to know more. You want to get some, but you don't know how. BitInstant.com can help you. They're the fastest and easiest way that you can acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your local CVS, your local Walmart, and whatever MoneyGram locations there are nearby you, and there's bound to be one pretty nearby you. And you can also use your own computer through Dwolla. Go to BitInstant.com, select how you'd like to fund your account, where it is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy, BitInstant.com. And if you still haven't taken the time to learn about Bitcoins, take 2 minutes after the show's over, go to WeUseCoins.com. They've got a great little intro video there that'll help you really grasp what the concept of Bitcoins is. It's a decentralized currency, but it's also a financial transaction system. And decentralized meaning that it's not some corporation that's in charge or a government that's in charge. In fact, nobody's in charge. It's an open source project. There is no centralized vault. There is no central office that can be raided. This is a currency that is truly a currency for the people. And it's a currency that is out of the control of the people calling themselves the state. So go to WeUseCoins.com, learn more, and then when you're ready to get some Bitcoins, go to BitInstant.com. So 855-450-FREE is the number. We're talking terrorism. And Julia, you had a story, because we've been talking about this alleged threat by an 18-year-old rapper who has been arrested for terrorism charges. And it seems like these terrorism charges are just coming faster and faster and on more ridiculous claims. What do you got on this story?
Yeah, and actually it references this story,
okay,
this article. So it's from techdirt.com. NYPD sergeant says guilty until proven innocent is just the price we pay for a free society.
Hmm.
We've been dealing with the New York Police Department lately, thanks to the mayor and the police chief using the recent Boston bombing as an excuse to increase surveillance efforts and enact other policies to further encroach on New Yorkers' civil liberties. Whenever something terrorist-related occurs, it seems as though NYPD's reps can't keep their opinions to themselves, even as the department itself drifts further and further away from being a sterling example of how things should be done. In a recent Christian Science Monitor article dealing with teenagers, terrorism, and social media, focusing on the recent Cameron, is that his name? Cameron D'Ambrosio
or something,
yeah,
like that? Yeah.
Arrest for making terrorist threats via some improvised rap lyrics posted to Facebook. Sergeant Ed Mullins of the NYPD shows up to make some very disturbing statements about your rights and responsibilities as a mere citizen.
Okay.
It starts with the worst kind of policy and goes downhill fast. Using a zero-tolerance approach to track domestic terrorists online is the only reasonable way to analyze online threats these days, especially after the Boston Marathon bombing and news that the suspects had subsequently planned to target Times Square in Manhattan. The way law enforcement agencies approach online activity that appears sinister is this. If you're not a terrorist, if you're not a threat,
this is actual
then
quote?
Prove it. Yes.
If you're not a terrorist, if you're not a threat, then prove it.
How would I prove I'm not a terrorist?
It's such a reversal of the, you know, the most common tenets of this so-called best system in the world, the legal system. I'm not sure if jurisprudence is the right word. I don't know exactly what the definition of that is. But it's just such a brazen reversal of all those things that should be held dear about the most important tenets of the legal system or the justice, so-called justice system, and that is that you're innocent until proven guilty. And the reason why that is put into those rules are put into place is to protect the innocent from being, you know, accused of something that they didn't do.
Right. Yeah, he's definitely got some more gems in here as far as quotes are concerned. The author continues, zero tolerance is never reasonable. It never has been, and it never will be. In fact,
no, it's like zero thought is
yeah.
what that is.
Well,
right.
That's exactly what he says. He says, zero tolerance policies simply absolve the enforcers of any responsibility for the outcome, then grant them the privilege of ignoring mitigating factors. It allows them to bypass applying any sort of critical thinking skills and view every infraction as nothing more than a binary if-then equation. Mullins goes into this even further, though, asserting that the burden of proof lies within the person charged, not the person bringing the charges. This flips our judicial system on its head, and if applied the way Mullins views it, puts accused citizens in the impossible position of trying to prove a negative. This is just completely wrong, and it's dangerously stupid for someone in his position to believe, much less state out loud.
I don't know if it's that dangerous for him. I mean, I get what he's saying, but I don't know if this particular officer is in any way stupid for saying that, because to suggest that it was dangerously stupid for him to say that suggests there might be some sort of consequence to him for making that statement.
Yeah.
And the worst that's going to happen to him is maybe somebody will say, shame, shame, you're not supposed to speak publicly anymore.
Well, apparently it says here in parentheses that he is the head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association, which is the second largest police union in New York City.
Okay.
So he's a big wig, I guess, there. Believe it or not,
but they can't shut him up.
No.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that one of the police union bosses is going to want, like, love zero tolerance policies, because it means that whenever the police arrest someone, even if it's a wrongful arrest, well, there's a zero tolerance policy, so we can get them for something.
Yeah. Believe it or not, Mullins is not done talking. What he says next doubles up on the dangerous and stupid. This is the price you pay to live in a free society right now. It's just the way it is. No, it isn't. This is the price Mullins is charging to live in the NYPD's severely stunted version of a free society. The NYPD has been harassing young minorities at the rate of 500,000 impromptu stop and frisks per year for the better part of the last decade. For the last 10 years, the NYPD has regularly trampled citizens' civil liberties simply because they attend a mosque. The NYPD and Mayor Bloomberg have worked ceaselessly to make New York the most surveilled city in the United States. That's the price New Yorkers are paying. It has nothing to do with living in a free society. The NYPD takes liberties away, and high-ranking cops like Mullen have the gall to suggest there's some sort of equitable exchange occurring. Mullins doesn't seem to understand, or just doesn't care, that if you take away freedom, you no longer have a free society.
Yeah, what does he think free society means?
Whatever they
like, what would be
the
alternative to a free society, a tyrannical society?
Well, it's like doublespeak, right?
That's
right.
Totally what it is. Basically, let's just keep telling everybody they're free as they're enslaved, and some people will still believe it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people still tell themselves this is a free country, but there's got to be somebody.
It'd be like if I said, I have to charge you a fee of $1,000 so that we can keep the prices low.
Yeah.
Was it Rudy Giuliani who said obedience is freedom at one point? I forget. There was some politician who, and I don't know if it was those exact words, but there was some politician who was well known who made some ridiculous statement like that. And that, I think, would fit right into what this guy is saying.
Yes, he continues, it has been said that the eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, but eternal vigilance isn't shorthand for oppressive surveillance and zero tolerance policies that make freedom less free.
All right, let's come back with more here. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Giuliani said freedom is about authority at one point. More coming up. You could take control. I guess maybe freedom from his perspective, because if you have so-called authority over others, then you're relatively free.
Sure.
They can't touch you.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Perhaps there's something you want to bring up on the airwaves. Well, you can do that here. That is the point of Free Talk Live. And here in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Julia.
And Allie.
You can get more Julia on her show, Puke and the Gang. She's one of the gangsters there. PukeandTheGang.com. And every now and then.
Allie, too.
Every now and then, Allie is on that show. So PukeandTheGang.com is a weekly program. It is a much more fun, freewheeling, free-spirited, good time. So you'll enjoy that.
All of our childhood traumas and embarrassing stories and TMI is there for you.
Yes, viewer discretion or listener discretion is advised.
It's hilarious.
So there's something you probably should consider seriously if you haven't already. And if you have already, it's time to think about it again. Because if you haven't taken action and gotten yourself emergency food supply, you might want to do that. Because you never know when an emergency is going to strike. Maybe it's going to be bad weather. Maybe it's some kind of a blackout. Maybe you just get unemployed.
Our power went out, and I had to go and use Julia's kitchen.
That's handy. It's good to have another person with power, but if everyone's power goes out, then things get a little bit...
There you go. I don't know what I would have done.
Then things get a little bit tricky. Well, if you've got the Legacy Premium brand on hand, you know you've got quality food in the house. It's 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $1.50 per meal. Now, that's on average half of the cost of the competition. But don't take my word for it. Go and see for yourself. Do the research. The Legacy Premium brand is compared to their competition on the chart at food.freetalklive.com. So go and see for yourself, and then dig further if you feel the need to. Food.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about how they have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch, as well as vegetarian and gluten-free options, because that's important to a lot of people. So you go there, you learn more at food.freetalklive.com, and when you're ready to order, keep in mind, you get free shipping on all orders at food.freetalklive.com. We will continue here, and we'll take your calls about anything that you would like. You're sharing with us, Julia, some quotes from a New York police union head. This guy is a boss man of the second largest New York Police Department union.
And he's also a sergeant on the NYPD.
And he's making statements like, you need to prove that you're innocent.
Yes.
So was there more you wanted to share?
Yeah, it just finishes up here. It has been said that eternal vigilance is the price of liberty, but eternal vigilance isn't shorthand for oppressive surveillance and zero-tolerance policies that make freedom less free. Eternal vigilance isn't treating the Constitution like a relic too worn and tattered to serve any purpose in these dangerous times. And being an officer of the law isn't an excuse to shut your intellect off and allow your brainstem and broad policies to work in concert in order to treat loudmouthed teens on Facebook like a guy with a trailer home full of explosives.
This guy's a good writer.
I love it. This vigilance is supposed to be put to use by citizens in order to prevent authorities like Mullins from encroaching on our liberties. It is not solely limited.
Boy, that'd be nice.
It is not solely limited to a united military effort against foreign powers. There are plenty of people apparently willing to attack our freedom from the comfort of our home front.
Trust me, it would be easy just to say, okay, government, we're just going to leave it all up to you.
Isn't that what most people do?
I think most people do that, don't they?
I mean, the difficult thing would be to be like, I'm going to be self-responsible.
Yeah.
I think we're going to handle problems voluntarily on our own, and if we have disagreements, we're going to have to settle them peacefully on our own.
You are such a radical, Allie.
I know.
I mean, talking about humans interacting on a consensual basis, who do you think you are, anyway, spreading those crazy ideas?
I guess I'm going to have to prove I'm not a terrorist.
You're right. They need a new terrorism charge.
How do you prove that you're not a terrorist?
It's
and you
ridiculous.
Brought that up, like, how do you prove a negative? It doesn't make any sense.
There's just no way to even answer that question. I guess you could turn over your computers and all of your property to the investigators and then have them pore over everything you've ever written to where they could then somehow determine that you were not a threat. But that's
absurd. So let's say I called Officer Mullins up and I said, hey, I'm not a terrorist and I got nothing to fear, so I really want to show you that I'm not a terrorist. And I could give him my computer and my phone. But, like, what if I had another phone, you know what I mean? Like a track phone or something. It's just an impossible thing to prove. It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And they have these laws written to where they can go after anybody that they want to on the flimsiest of pretenses.
Well, if he had said this before, like, if he had said this when there hadn't been a bombing in a long time and or there had been no terrorist activity going on, then people would be like, well, I shouldn't have to prove I'm a terrorist. But when something like this happens, everyone's thinking, well, there's normal people and there's the bad people, and we do need to get them. And yeah, you should have to prove you're not a terrorist.
He's essentially saying that you could be a terrorist, and I find that insulting. You know? I agree.
Well, you are a suspect as far as he's concerned. Everybody's a suspect in their book.
Is he a suspect?
No, I mean, unless you cut the
pin below line. What if somebody accuses Mullins of being a terrorist?
Well, he's
does he have to prove he's not a terrorist?
No, of course not. He's got the thin blue line behind him, so clearly,
that would be interesting.
Clearly.
A citizen, like an anonymous tip?
Yeah, what is a citizen's, like, I remember hearing about citizen's arrest and all that. That's obviously not real, right?
I don't know what level of veracity there is to
because police can be arrest you know police can be arrested by other police but
that's true.
It's not like, you know, I have a feeling if I went and put my hands in a cop for doing something illegal, it wouldn't go over well.
No, you're probably right about that. Let's go to the phones. Ryan is on the line in Chicago. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I'm calling today about the march on Monsanto and the kind of demonization of GMO foods.
Okay, sure.
My opinion is that they've done a lot of good for the world in reducing hunger, and a lot of the things against GMO food is a lot of scary, fear-mongery stuff. And I really don't see how a libertarian could support, banning GMO foods or even forced labeling. It just seems to me like it's like a welfare program for these people who prefer natural foods.
I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, it'll raise the cost of food for everybody. And, you know, just because they have this opinion, and, I was just kind of, I don't think I've heard.
I agree with you, and I have sort of mixed opinions on GMO foods, but have you met a libertarian that supports, like, a government program to control this?
Well, forced labeling would be a government
right.
program.
Sure.
You know? Well, they call themselves libertarians. A lot of the people who, you know, I've seen in, on Facebook post, you know, promoting this march, they are libertarian up until they talked about that. And then it's like, how does that fit in?
What is the march? I haven't heard anything about this.
It's May 25th, everywhere. You know, just march against Monsanto. I mean, all corporations are in bed with government, you know, but that's kind of how the system works. I can't really blame them for lobbying government to, you know, help them.
That's a good point. I mean, I think that there are some really legitimate critiques to go after Monsanto for how they do use the patenting system and things like that to benefit their business at the cost of smaller businesses and small farmers and things like that. And patenting, of course, allowing them to create the Terminator seeds and all kinds of disturbing. I think there's some really legitimate critiques of Monsanto.
Sure. Do you think it's important to separate the people who use government monopolies to their advantage versus just talking about the government monopolies not being legitimate in the first place? Like, to me, there's a difference between saying shouldn't be patents, there shouldn't be intellectual property, and saying Monsanto's bad for using patents.
Yeah, well, the whole patent system is, you know, anti-free market. So, I mean,
it doesn't surprise me that anyone uses government to their advantage because, I mean, competition is cutthroat. If they didn't, someone else would.
I get your argument there, but there's certain things about how Monsanto goes about it, allegedly, I'm kind of ignorant about
everything they do.
Well, my understanding is that they'll take small farmers, like, out of business. They basically will sue them for using their patent crops.
Well, isn't the claim that if there's a farmer with the Monsanto seeds on his property and, like, the wind blows and whatever plants get pollinated on the other property where the other farmer doesn't use Monsanto, and then if they see Monsanto or somehow figure out that Monsanto crops are growing on this other person's property, that's a violation.
That sounds pretty ruthless.
Right. So, like, they're really doing things that they're unnecessary.
I agree.
Ryan?
I agree with that. Sure.
Hey, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So, yeah, I think that you can certainly be against Monsanto and some of their business practices and still not really have an opinion about GMO and all that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now. I was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring us what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you would like to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's Amazon US, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada. Click into the right Amazon for you and get your shopping taken care of. Whatever you're looking for, they probably sell it. They're not selling produce on Amazon, but they do have groceries. They have, stuff that'll stay on the shelf longer. You can.
I love Amazon grocery.
Yeah, what do you buy there?
I buy, like, coconut oil in bulk, because if you buy a can of coconut oil at the store, like, the same brand will cost you $20, but you can get two for $14 shipped for free from Amazon. So that's just an example, but, like, a lot of the weird kind of healthier foods that are just way too expensive at the grocery store, I buy in bulk on Amazon.
Smart stuff. So, again, go and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. And that's what we were just talking about with our last caller who brought up the issue of the GMO foods and pointing out that there's a lot of fear-mongering out there about these things. And, Julia, you'd asked the question on the air once upon a time, and you'd asked about, you know, hey, people who know stuff about this, what do you think about it?
Right.
Because you'd looked into it, and there's clearly two sides to the story.
Well, aren't GMOs, doesn't GMO technology allow to feed, like, so many more people than we're able to be fed with the same amount, with, like, less land
than before? Yeah.
Hunger now. World hunger is a pretty big problem. If this helps us solve it at all, then
that's how I feel about it. I mean, if the choice is that on one hand you have GMO foods and there's all these scary stories about how it's gonna grow a third leg or something like that from eating this stuff, about, you know, the potential of what might happen to you in the future. If it's that weighed against people who are starving having food in their bellies, I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
I support the people having food in their bellies.
Sure. I think the real issue is that American consumers are definitely starting to become more aware of where their food is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just buying stuff at a regular grocery store, it's kind of hard to find that information. Like, I am very picky about the food I eat. And I got a pretty good routine now, and I'm pretty used to it. But, like, I've spent a lot of time researching, like, where my food comes from.
But produce, it usually says on the label.
Produce is one thing that I do not care about, like, where it comes. I mean, I care about it as in if I can get it locally I would prefer it locally, but I don't care about organic versus non-organic in the grocery store because the only difference is that it's organic, government-approved pesticides. So it's still coming in from really far away.
Wait,
it's not as
can
fresh.
Can you use or pesticides in organic? I thought the whole idea was you're supposed to grow stuff in poop or something like that. I don't know anything about the organic. I just
I'm pretty
like
sure that there is... Well, there's different... See, there's organic means different things. I think... I think Ali brought this up. Organic, what it's supposed to mean, what it means in people's minds is down the street there's an apple orchard
right.
and somebody grew apples there and then they wash them off and you can go down to the store here and get a fresh apple.
But that's not
or
necessarily
like,
organic. That's
or
just
like
local.
My
right?
father yes. with his blueberry farm, you know, he couldn't call his blueberries organic because it's a government certification
yep.
that he can't afford to have agents come out to his farm and it costs lots of money. So he
so
just
even
said,
if he was growing it organically, he couldn't.
Right.
Call
by
it.
Anyone's standard, pretty much anyone's standards, unless by organic they mean it grows like in the woods somewhere. His blueberries were organic. He said herbicide, pesticide, chemical-free.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, and I'll look this up, but I'm pretty sure that there are some things that can be put on organic vegetables with the government-approved organic label. But
as far as pesticides?
Yeah.
There are some things they have to put on it for it to be organic. Like, he couldn't even qualify as organic because he's not using enough pesticides.
Yeah. So, in my opinion, that's a total scam.
The buzzword.
Yeah, in the grocery store, it's a total scam that just costs more money. There is no... If you buy your produce at the grocery store, just buy the regular produce, in my opinion. Now, I love the idea of getting produce, like, locally because it has more nutrients. The longer it's fresh, the more nutrients it has. Like, if... there's a lot of vegetables and things that are picked early and then, like, sprayed, basically. So, they, like, tomatoes is a great example. Tomatoes are picked way before they're ripe, and they are shipped in from really far away. So, by the time you get the tomato, it's been a while, and so a lot of the nutrients are lost.
Tomatoes are one of those things that if you have fresh tomatoes, you're like, oh, this is what tomatoes actually... this is why tomato fans like tomatoes.
That's why I hate tomatoes, because I never have good tomatoes until I grew them in my backyard.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing about GMO and all this food stuff is it's a really complicated, really muddled issue, and the government is absolutely entangled in it, for sure.
Yeah, they're not helping clear anything up for anyone.
No, they're not. So, I don't know. The guy mentioned libertarians that... support the labeling. I haven't met any. I certainly don't support the government mandating some sort of label. I don't think that it's going to help. I think that the best solution to this issue is to put your money where your mouth is. If you really care about this, look into the food you're eating and give your money to the companies that give you what you want.
Well, when you look at the labeling, and I think you're right to be skeptical of it, when you look at the labeling that we currently have today, the government has set the labeling rules up to where things that they say on the labels look a certain way, but they're not actually...
Like
the,
honey.
Yeah, great,
honey
is grade A or something?
Yeah, honey is sold as 100% honey in the grocery store, and it's not real honey. Real honey is like a solid. It's
you got
not
to
a liquid.
Get what's called pure honey.
Yeah, which you can only find in like the hippie grocery stores.
Yeah.
So that's the other
thing.
That's
one example.
There's all kinds of weird government loopholes that I don't even know about where for some reason with particular products they're allowed to label it a certain way. Like olive oil is another one. So when you buy olive oil, just standard cheap olive oil in the grocery store, you are most likely getting a blend with soybean oils and canola oils, vegetable oils, and it says 100% extra virgin olive oil on the container, but it isn't.
Well, what about the people, I mean, I'm just going to play devil's advocate, but people are going to say, well, we need government because otherwise people are making all kinds of claims about their products, saying it's organic when it's not. And
I think people are making all kinds of claims anyway, and I don't see that it could be any worse than it is.
Well, the answer, in my opinion, to that question is that, yes, there does need to be a system to ensure that things are as they claim to be, but that system doesn't need to be centralized. The system should be decentralized in order for it to be more effective. So each grocery store should have their own set of standards, or there could be an industry standard that could be chosen in the same way that Julia has an Asus laptop and I have an HP laptop, but we both have USB ports on that laptop. That's because companies came together voluntarily and they decided that we're going to agree on this standard, this set of of standards, it's going to be called USB. And then they all agreed that we're going to have this same thing on everything. That way not everybody's got these, you know, proprietary connectors like Apple frequently does with their computers. And that's good because it helps people be able to interact with these different brands. So there's reasons in the marketplace for cooperation in those ways. But if a grocery store were to have a set of standards, and many of them do, I'm sure, because I know they do in restaurants, for instance, like standards for cleanliness that are above and beyond whatever the government minimums are. So you've got the grocery store checking the claims of the products that are on their shelves, because the grocery store doesn't want to be liable for a product that is telling a lie and using their shelf space to lie to their customers.
Well,
they don't want that to come out.
I think another really important point is that in today's world, with all the technology, all the independent media sources and the internet, that transparency is something that's really becoming necessary for any business, right? Because you could, if you are outed, that spreads far and wide and very quickly. Think pink chicken nuggets, you know, that nasty thing when that came out. And
I don't know
if you saw the Tropicana orange juice says it's 100% orange juice, but it really isn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When that comes out, it comes out fast and people react. So in my opinion, with the technology that we have, we just don't really need, I mean, I think people put so much faith in the government that they're like, oh, well, you know, the government's taking care of that, so I don't have to think about it. But if the government didn't exist in that area, then they would pay more attention to what they're eating.
Right. And plus, a lot of those people who assume the government's taking care of them, if they find out that there is a problem with the food, they want the government to fix it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I mean, wouldn't it be fraudulent? Wouldn't it be... you know, like, even in a voluntary society, you could still be like, you said that this was 100% orange juice, but you just put some food coloring and some sugar water. That's fraud, right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And as Julia pointed out, the word spreads about that, and the marketplace can punish these people more effectively than the government can.
The people fixed the pink slime because of the outrage, didn't they?
And I don't know, but I didn't know about this Tropicana thing. So what else was in the orange
juice? I will
look
it up right now, but it was a big deal in the food blog community.
Recent? Was this recent?
Last year.
All right, 855-453. We'll try to dig more information on that. And also, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind as we launch into the third hour, which is coming up next. You can take control here. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.